Sometimes when we hear some of these gospels or these scriptures, we've heard them so many times that they kind of pass by us. When Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment is, he doesn't just give one commandment. He gives two, and he gives them in a very particular order. And the first, of loving God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, is basically a command to give ourselves entirely over to God, completely and utterly, and to put ourselves at God's disposal. And you kind of think to yourself, what would that look like if I just completely handed myself over to God, every aspect of my being? My intellect, my will, my body. Kind of scares us probably thinking about it. I think the most practical thing that I can think of personally to compare that to is falling in love with someone and eventually getting married to that person. And fully handing our lives over to that person. So falling in love with someone and then handing our lives over to them in marriage. I think that's kind of similar to what Jesus is talking about doing with God in the first commandment, the greatest commandment. When we fall in love with someone, and I'm sure most of us have had this experience, probably all of us, have had this experience, everything starts to change in our lives. You know, I think about adolescence, being a teenager or in my early 20s. And when, in my experience, when I've personally fallen in love with a person, that's all I could think about is that person. As we fall in love, and maybe we're fortunate enough where that person also falls in love with us, there's this complete displacing of our own egos. And so as this new person is coming in, I start to take a lower place in my own life. And I just want to see that person all the time. We wake up thinking about that person, and we think, oh, how could I see them next? And everything revolves around that person. We start to think about their needs, and our egos, us being the center of our lives, starts to shrink because we have to make room for that other person. And we want to. We want to. It's not a big burden. And that starts to change us. It starts to change everything about us. Starts to see the world differently. I remember when I was in college, and I was in a long-term relationship at this point for a couple of years with my girlfriend, and it happened to be the day that the Bears were in the Super Bowl. If you remember, in the mid-2000s, or actually, excuse me, it was right around 2010. I can't remember what year. At any rate, about a half of an hour before the Bears were in the Super Bowl, something I had been waiting for my entire life up until that point. As a kid, and I get a call from my girlfriend, and she said she had a flat tire, and she was a half of an hour away. And I just remember thinking in my mind, you have to be kidding me right now. This is the worst scenario that I could ever possibly be in. And for a young man at the time, still immature, in my head, this is a great moral conundrum. The Bears are in the Super Bowl. My girlfriend has a flat tire. And so, reluctantly, Not that I was the greatest boyfriend, but I had enough sense to go and help her and fix the tire and get her car going. And I remember all my friends were just kind of mystified by all of this happening. And I came back and I missed the Devin Hester touchdown return in the beginning of the game. Yeah, everybody remembers that. And but everything was okay. But we start to change our lives based on allowing another in. And very often we start to think like this person. So this, of course, is the exact same thing in the life of God. As we start to fall in love with God, and hopefully all of us have had this experience of just being in love with God, and tasting the sweetness of God, God starts to become the most important thing in our lives. And we start to think about everything with regards to God. And we just enjoy His presence. And just like with our spouses, we start to think like God. St. Paul says, you know, after you've been with your spouse for a while, you just start to think like them. You start to talk like them. You have the same vocabulary. St. Paul says, put on the mind of Christ. This is what he's talking about. We allow Christ to take over. He's the central one inside of us that's guiding us. Love the Lord your God with your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so the second commandment is second intentionally by Jesus, not first. And that's because God wants to fill us, fill our cup, so that it's overflowing. He wants to fill us up with so many graces. So those graces spill over, and we're able to give them to others. We're able to give them to the rest of our family. We're able to give them to people in our lives that God gives us. Because if we're constantly giving ourselves to those around us without ourselves receiving, then we're just going to end up feeling drained and tired, and it doesn't sustain itself. As we are filled up by the Lord, and the Lord pours into our cup overflows, that goes into the lives of others. And once again, as we start to take Jesus into our lives, as we start to fall in love with God, giving Him our heart, mind, soul, and strength, living according to His commandments, fostering a deep life of prayer on a daily basis. As we start to do those things, we start to see people differently. And just as a side note, I know most of us know this, but the life of prayer, when we are in love with God, is amazing. It's amazing. We get to be known by God. And as we're vulnerable with God, we find this intimacy with God and this communion with God that is something we look forward to. And once again, we start to see people differently, and we're able to love those in front of us. We're able to have more patience. We're able to be better spouses and fathers and mothers and colleagues, and see the poor in a different way. Jesus, we ask you to help us to love you and give ourselves completely over to you, the Father and the Spirit. Help us to let go of control of our lives and hand over the control to you. And if we have not fallen in love with you, or if we are not in love with you, we ask you to help us to develop a deep affection for you, even with our emotions and with our mind and with our will. Help us to continually step towards you Allow us, Lord, to be like those good married couples whose relationships develop throughout the years, and they just grow stronger and stronger in their marriages. Help us to be like that with you, where we continue to go deep with you and surrender, and you take care of us. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. And let's just take a few minutes in silence to just listen to and speak with the Lord in our hearts.